Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. It's me, your host, Bianca. Yay. And guess what? We switched seats and I'm in the captain's chair now and Keith and Hemda are here. Keith, how do you feel about it?
I'm okay because I'm able to still see the computer and see that things are going all right. How do you feel?
I feel powerful.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
And I'm ready to abuse it.
Okay.
It's already corrupted me.
All of a sudden, you're sure your opinions?
Yeah, I'm like, black or white, there's no gray.
Yeah.
I feel a lot like you.
Yeah.
I'm going to shave my head for next week. Mm-hmm. And then everybody will know that we are actually twins.
Because I don't have time for hairstyles. I only have time for facts.
Figures. I think if I shaved my head, I would look a lot like Keith.
You know, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
But then you got to quit going around saying you don't like your face.
Yeah. No, that's true. I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Thank you.
How's everybody feel?
I feel wonderful now that we're on this show and you're talking hilariously.
I'm Keith's daughter. Imagine the forums. If that was a bombshell that I dropped.
I think there'd be a couple listeners saying, I knew it.
Keith's long lost daughter.
I always knew it.
I can see it.
Well, I couldn't be more proud.
This would be the most funny way to tell him. And you know what? The most perfect. I think he would appreciate it.
Like all the signs were there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's deal with it on the show.
Yeah. We could really unpack it. We could probably win like a Peabody. That's like serial level mystery and intrigue, you know?
It's a big deal.
And then we need to have Andrea murdered in order to
really sell it.
Okay, well, look forward to that. We're just billboarding that, you know, stuff to come. But we're not here to talk about the future. We're here to talk about the past, in particular, last week.
On Keith and the Girl.
That's right. I really wanted to start briskly, get through some of Apia's questions, because she, I feel terrible.
You asked for questions, she's given questions, and then you ignored them.
She's so mad at me.
Sure.
Does she have that capability of any negativity?
We know nothing about her.
We're going to find out this Friday when we meet her.
I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. So I don't have her questions in front of me, but...
But you're acknowledging them. It's a multi-week process, and now we do have your questions.
Does anyone...
Do you want me to pull it up?
I think it's funnier to just dangle this in front of her. Apia, you thought I was nice.
Wow, that chair really does something to people.
I believe her main point was, how do we pick our guests?
Okay.
We find people we like and we pick them.
And also, what's the percentage of times where guests become friends?
7%.
Asked and answered. Thank you, Apia. Next round of questions.
We find guests a lot of different ways. Sometimes they're recommended. Andrea got a really good bunch of good ones. Like Mike Cannon was hers. A few of the new guests. Hannah Boone, I learned from her. So some of the favorites are from Andrea recently. What else?
Probably Andrea just meets them around doing comedy, yeah, or
sleeps with them.
Oh, baby. Hears them on another podcast.
I mean, it used to be that I slept with them. So I really feel like this is the way to podcast. So
so that's why there weren't a lot of new guests when Andrea was
celibate
with her last relationship.
Right. That's what I meant.
Well, for like a year, we had a booker. So the new guests were just filtered
the
through
booker
there.
Slept with them. No, just kidding.
It's a process, you know? So Bianca, now that you're sitting there, your house is now officially Pound Town.
I need all the help I can get because not only do I not have a house, but I don't have sex.
Well, now that you're in that chair.
Yeah, maybe if it's a professional endeavor, I'll have more luck. But you know what? Probably not. You're never going to have another guest again.
Not with that attitude.
If you put me in charge. But speaking of guests, last week you had some.
True.
One muy famoso.
Oh, Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes. What a fantastic show.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
I love him.
He's so cute, right? He's so funny. He's so dirty and adorable.
Funny. And he's just like singularly focused on what is funny.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say it.
Right.
Yeah. So I think he runs into trouble because of that. Mm-hmm. And you know, I struggled with this. Because, you know, Mermaid was like, oh, so you spoke on top of him when he was going to do that ridiculous, you
Black
know.
Black voice.
Yeah. So I'm supposed to be glad about that. And I 100% agree. He still said it. I was the one who was blocking him.
He does a Gone with the Wind impression.
Whatever he was going to do sounded terrible. So I did block him. It is in his creative mind to do. I don't know why it's Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm like, please don't take him seriously, but this is a serious matter. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not gonna tell you not to feel that way. You absolutely can, and I don't think you should listen to anything that he does if that's how you feel. To me, he's such a child. And it was like, when I brought up, you know, I don't speak to my parents, I wouldn't speak to you either. I'm like, that's right. He is an asshole. He's playing an asshole, you know? So I don't know. It's not a great comparison, but it's just something that I don't want to spend too much time on.
Yeah.
Until I feel guilty about it.
I think probably through time immemorial, since there have been people, there's been comedy. And since there's been comedy, it has bumped up against the sensibility of the culture, you know. And not to dismiss any kind of feeling that Mermaid might have had about it, I don't want to do that at all, because
she's right,
makes excellent points constantly on the forums.
Not constantly, but yeah, I see.
She's
what
my
constantly.
Best friend. and I don't want to make her mad. No, but I think that it's kind of an interesting thing when people kind of forget, when they hear a joke and they're like, ugh. God, no, that this has been a part of culture forever, where, you know, the court jester comes out and you know, makes fun of the court.
Yeah, he's very court jester.
But is the only one who can speak the truth to the king. You know what I mean? Mm. Cutting through kind of these social norms. Always.
Yeah, but what Gilbert was doing wasn't too deep.
It wasn't. But that's kind of Gilbert's role.
The rest of it. You know, we accept that he's going to make murderous comments while people are being murdered. You know, like you expect like him to just say the worst. I accepted that, having him in my studio.
Well, I'm on Mermaid's side then, because I see a huge difference.
Okay.
Between a racist Black voice and making jokes about murder.
Right, but
it all stems from seemingly the same historical place. And it just becomes,
understand that.
It's recent history.
What's
history.
The historical place that we make fun of murder?
It is history that people are being murdered, that the water is engulfing Japan. That becomes history, and people don't want people to laugh at history while it's happening.
Is the same as being racist?
Yeah, because that's part of our history also, it's while it's happening.
Well, Mermaid, I did my best.
I think I see your point, and I don't disagree with it. That's the thing. Like,
that's what's beautiful about you both. Everybody's right always. I love it.
But two people can be right.
You know what? Yes. Fuck it. New me. New Keith, new year. Everybody's right.
No, Keith, I'm legitimately confused right now. Why are you upset?
I'm not.
I don't get it.
No, this is how I celebrate. This is great. Everybody's right. Everybody has a point. If it's opinion, how could it be wrong?
I truly don't understand what just happened. Everything was fine until I sat in this chair.
Now you understand the stress and the pressure, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not easy being the clown in a 3-ring circus.
I'm so sorry, Mermaid. for Keith's behavior.
I was the only one on her side. I don't think she's going to remember it that way. What do you think of that?
Moving briskly ahead.
Yes, racist. By the way, the...
Oh, my God, Keith.
Yeah. You're not you, Hemda, I was saying.
You are Gilbert Gottfried's number one fan.
I enjoy
and
him very much.
Just because you disagree with him, Mermaid's going to see right through this. I just want to let you know. Because on that episode, you were basically gushing the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I think for good reason.
That's right. The juice stuff. Somehow that's okay.
Yeah.
What I did find enjoyable is that Gilbert is a little kid, and he took all the food and drinks to go. And as he was leaving, I'm walking him to a car, and like a child, he says, is something leaking in my bag? And hands me the bag. I'm like, okay, let's see. So I open it up and I see a soda isn't screwed on all the way. She says, okay, we'll keep that one. And then starts taking we take the bag to his car. And then as he sits in with the bag, with the backpack, one strap on his shoulder, it's pouring out whatever already spilled in there. And so
we gave him a couple of like Keith and the Girl t-shirts. So hopefully that was right. Soaking it up, but it seems like it was on the bottom because there was a trail, it turns out, because he walked him to the car and we were like, what's all this? And we followed this trail of what we figured out was soda. It went, I mean, it was all over the place.
It was all over.
Half the bottle was in this room, then in this hallway, the hallway to the door outside of the building. And then you guys must have picked up from there.
Well, then I try to put the backpack on the floor of the car at least. I'm like, all right, that'll be their business. But he says, yes, like he understands what's happening, but he obviously doesn't because he puts the bag back on the seat, making a puddle. And I'm like, all right, you're all on your own.
He never has to pay attention. And in fact, he's like, when I get out of the cab, is someone going to meet me? And I was like, I was about to say no, because you'll be in front of the building, just walk in and I'll give you the apartment number. And I was like, am I going to just explain it to someone who doesn't want to hear it? Or am I just going to meet them outside? I was like, I'll meet you outside. It was so much easier, except that Keith sent him to Pound Town instead of the studio.
I know.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. I sent Stanhope to my apartment last time he was here. Yeah, I felt so bad. He was already sick of it because he doesn't like doing promo anyway. He just does the shows he likes. So I feel kind of honored about it. But then... he had to pee. They were already in a cab. I should have known because I should have checked the Uber where they were because they sent the thing to me. Mm-hmm. It was, and by the time he came here, he was like, So I was like, oh God, we have to start from negative. That sucks.
Yeah, luckily he had a few bottles with him.
That's true.
So it worked out.
And I think we usually have a couple.
It worked out.
Yeah.
Well, so, I'd like to say to Mermaid, if it's any consolation, he went home a sticky mess. Not even home. He was meeting people somewhere else.
Oh, God, that's right.
Yeah, so we got him.
Well, pranked.
Mm-hmm.
You've been pranked. Take that, Gilbert.
Speaking of also, Apio was like, I don't like him, but I'll listen to you too. I'm like, thanks for saying that on the forums, on Facebook, on like, where?
She wanted to be clear.
Just to be clear.
You don't know what gets to somebody anymore with 500 social media platforms, so she hits them all. Mm-hmm. And it's a compliment.
All right. Well, I felt in listening to the episode with Gilbert at the beginning of the week and comparing it to the episode with Mike Kaplan and Zach at the end of the week. Mm-hmm. How does it make you feel, Keith, that you are more of a kindred spirit with Gilbert Gottfried than with either of them?
From the mouth of babes, you want to, we all could be a little more childlike and pure.
What does from the mouth of babes again mean? To be child?
Well, I never looked it up.
It means like truth from the mouth of babes. Like,
babies don't lie.
The emperor's new clothes. The kid is the one who's like, that guy's naked from the mouth of babes. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Unfortunately, reading news stories today. That is what they're saying. My teacher's naked. Oh, from the mouth of babes.
Oh, brother.
Gilbert.
Yeah. I like what I like. I see what you're saying. Mike and Zach are deep people, and Gilbert is not. Point made. Yeah, I could take a little serious in my life, little 5%. So they were fun.
Yeah.
Mike and Zach.
Yeah.
But yeah, I probably had more real conversation with Gilbert than Mike, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's the interesting point that I'm trying to bring up.
Well, what do you think of it listening, you know?
It's every guest is like exploring a new facet of Keith and Hemda, you know?
Well, can you tell who I liked better?
No.
Yeah, I can't tell either. I don't care.
Because Hemda can like everybody.
Well, she just goes in with a baseline of openness, and you go in with a baseline of closedness.
I mean, I probably like Mike and Zach better. I know them longer. I've have personal relationships with them.
Yeah, but even what you...
Gilbert, I speak through his wife.
But you gave, I think, Mike and Zach a little bit of a hard time about their,
whatever
Buddhism it is, yes. Via Twitter thing. I don't know if it's even Buddhism, but just
it starts with a B. Bullshitism.
So Mike has his hangout with me on our network, so I've engineered it, and he puts you on mic when you engineer, and I completely disrupt his show every single time. I every time, does he want me on here? He keeps asking me on, but, you know, his show is more, you know, he had a rabbi on who used to be an atheist, who's gay, and, whatever that comes with. It's amazingly interesting. But I remember one time he said he had to warn a guest about me because one guest came on a while ago, at least a year ago, and was a God person. And I was questioning his Godism, and I was like, well, what you're calling God is not really, you know, it has been, you know, pushing on people for centuries and whatever it is that, you know, my atheism came out in. And people find me aggressive. And so I think that guest wasn't very into it, although he maintained a really good energy and didn't fall from it and explained it to me. And I was like, well, this still doesn't make sense to me. And we were good, but he was having a different rabbi on. He had a couple of rabbis on. He had a rabbi on after that, knew that I was recording. And at the end of that, my atheism has, you know, according to the My Name is Keith that we really recently did, I've discovered more spirituality. So with this rabbi, I wasn't as combative. I was like, oh, tell me what you think about that more than this is my anti what you are. And it was such a pleasant show that he revealed to me that he warned her, or maybe she revealed it and he got embarrassed, that he warned her that, hey, she's going to talk about religion. I'm an atheist and I tend to be pretty whatever. And
well,
he
said, look at this. So Gilbert's a baby and Mike Kaplan's a baby.
He said he'd never warn anybody about me again. And I also learned something about myself because that's not the way you argue. He won that first guy, quote, won the fight because he wasn't fighting me. You can't, the less I fight, the more my point gets across. So it was really amazing. I loved being on Mike's shows, but I was a disruptor.
Be like water, right?
Yes.
That's probably something.
You are here. Here is here.
Right.
Here is beer.
Oh.
You're in a bar.
Drink it.
What?
Retweet.
Yeah, no. Also the great Tracy Carnazzo.
My baby boo, yeah.
She was here. I mean, she's just such a delightful person.
A gift.
She's like everything you want. Mm-hmm. Everything I want. Because I really am drawn to people who just talk. And you don't have to say much. That's because nice. Then... it takes the pressure off. You don't have to think of things to add. And I feel like Tracy is that way.
It's like when somebody goes on a first date with you, they should do all the yapping.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I think more so with women. When I interact with women, I feel much more comfortable if they are doing most of the talking.
Okay.
But I don't know. I haven't been on a date in, I don't know, 25 years.
What do we think about Tracy and this boyfriend that she obviously...
You're obsessed.
It's odd. If she's not lying, it's so odd. She actually texted me last night and she said she told her boyfriend... Now, they're living together. They're in the same house. That's what's funny to me about this. And said, if you don't include me in your social media, we're done. Mm-hmm. And he said, okay, I think you're right. And then I said, well, then what happened next? He's 5 feet away from you right now. Mm-hmm. Does he have a week?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have a good point. Let's watch TV.
Right. So she's doing the same to him that he's doing to her. They are in the same relationship.
Hey, I'm learning everybody's right. So good for them.
They're both doing the same thing. That she's telling him nonsense. We're broken up if you don't do this. That's bullshit. Everyone knows it. He's telling her, yeah, I'll do it. He wants to hear that and she wants to hear that. That's what's happening.
All right. Well.
Right? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, how am I going to know? I don't care.
That's sure you have to know.
I don't care what she does.
Okay,
I don't care what he does.
Bye, assholes.
No, not in a mean way. Just like in a truly non-caring way. It's like, you know, I'm paddling my own canoe. You know,
right.
Not my business.
Let's worry about ourselves.
MYOB, Keith.
Yes, don't throw stones.
That's right.
Well, okay, so I believe that Keith's question is how do you have compassion for your friend and be there for them when they complain?
Yes.
And you seemingly are giving them either solutions or love or whatever you feel like they need, only to come back with the next day, hey, I told him this, he said this.
You say, I've said everything I've had to say on this subject, and
oh, I always
I don't
more.
See either of you changing your behavior. So if we're going to still be friends, I don't think we should talk about this anymore.
Oh, I want to keep talking about
it. Yeah, he loves
it. That's the misunderstanding.
So you're as involved also. You're a piece in their relationship
yes.
now.
Yes, I am.
You love...
They let me into their lives, and now I'm there. Yeah, I love everything, even hate.
No, you in particular, you love to like be upset about something.
I say passionate.
Oh my God. Listener, that was an eye roll.
With my mouth.
You think they didn't see that?
Right, you don't think they saw...
Oy.
That's a double eye roll.
Oh, that was me shifting in my seat.
I'm the captain. Yeah, that was the week. You guys did a solo bolo. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Apia is curious. Why don't you have a guest when you don't have a guest? Is it because you couldn't get it guest? All the guests hate you?
Because there's still 93% of guests that we aren't friends with. So maybe it's not a top priority. Sometimes we just like doing solo shows. Sometimes a guest will drop out. I don't know what happened this week. I forget
also. That's the fun part of having he and I like hosting the show. I don't think we ever have to have a guest, but it's fun too. So we do.
Mm-hmm.
It does make it easier, like maybe towards the end of the week or like, I don't know. It's a fresh thing happening, but it's kind of nice not having one sometimes.
Yeah, I was really LOLing in the back of the room during that show when you guys were talking about Ready Player One.
So you have your virtual reality glasses, and then you're in the virtual world, and then you put glasses on there and you're in the deeper world.
But you're in the theater and you have your VR glasses. That ticket, Hemda, would be like $65.
I don't know what SuperPass gets you nowadays.
And for her to believe that you're in a movie theater and you have and everybody's watching their own movie because everything's virtual reality, her mind wasn't really blown. Like, I mean, so you're in the movie theater and you have virtual reality glasses. Okay. Like, what do you mean, okay? My mind would be, how exciting. This would be the movie event of the century.
And knowing you, like, it would be exciting and then boring as soon as you walked in, 5 minutes later, walked out.
Well, it would be like that show Sleep No More, where you can go watch the play or you can just go into a room and like rifle through the drawers.
Yeah, I did that. Guess what? Then you lose all the action. You can't find it anymore. And I'm like, I thought I had time to rifle through the papers. Couldn't find any other action. Now I'm just roaming through a giant house. I missed all the dancing, all the theater. And just like, what's happening? And all of a sudden, a new theater picks up. And I'm like, this isn't $75 worth of theater.
Wow. Are you really supposed to look through people's drawers in this house?
It's, I don't know.
What?
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, you can.
It's not anyone's house. It's a venue. It's a giant venue. And it is set up where I know if you open the drawer...
It's a clue from the play or something.
It's you're probably not supposed to touch it, but it will be part of it. So you're not going to find someone's weed by accident. It's meant to be there.
That's weird. You're not supposed to go there, but if you do, you get rewarded.
It's no. part of the set, so.
I'd yeah. be the first one kicked out. I wouldn't know what to do.
That's the spirit.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm sitting in this room. Sir, the action's in the living room. I don't care.
No, you're allowed to do whatever you want.
I'll do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah,
when I is know. This? I'm going. I love it.
Oh, gosh.
Apparently, you're supposed to be on something stronger than I was on, so I don't know.
I don't know either. It seems scary to me. Too much like a haunted house.
I always want to like haunted house. Like, I want to do Escape the Room with you guys. You know, we go on like a Keith and the Girl Escape the Room thing. I want
my nightmare.
It's mandatory. But I like the, you go from room to room, what new thing you're going to find. And yeah, they're usually disappointing, but it's kind of fun. For $20, that's good. For
$75,
haunted house?
An escape room.
No, but that sounds fun and also terrible. You know, like I did that corn maze thing. That was ridiculous.
Have you ever done an escape the room, Keith?
I have not, but there happens to be one close to where we are.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah, I'd do it.
I knew you wouldn't say no.
Bianca?
Fine, I'll do it.
Okay. Yeah.
And then after that, paintball.
But if I have an anxiety attack.
Well, what if everybody's not saved? I'm just like, now we're playing paintball. What if Bianca doesn't make it out?
Well,
that's the end of it.
We like to think positively. And now if you have an anxiety attack, what should we do?
Well, no,
escape the room.
I'm not a doctor. What can we do? We got to save ourselves. Don't we?
If I have an anxiety attack, save yourself.
Get on our canoe and go.
Yeah.
Okay. Seriously. But if the canoe tips, you need a second person.
Nothing will make me more anxious than having you guys looking at me while I'm having an anxiety attack.
Everyone just blindfolded.
Pretend it's not happening.
You're like, Bianca, what are the clues?
Let's get Gilbert Gottfried into an escape the room.
Oh my God.
That would be really funny.
He would just live there.
Right. He would sit and wait and forever. That's his new life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be a really funny like sketch.
Right.
Let's write it up. Keith, you could play Gilbert.
All right.
You know, I could see him having a show of like Gilbert does normal shit. Gilbert does shit like in, you know, Time Out New York.
Well, in that documentary, it starts where he's ironing a shirt. That was funny to watch. Because it was still on him. He doesn't know anything.
Oh, wow. So any other thoughts about last week?
Honest to God, Bianca, no.
Nothing?
I think that's shit everything.
Can I break the rules and talk about this week for a second?
Whoa.
It's Keith and the Girl weekend.
Whoop, whoop.
Friday night, we have the cornhole competition and Jenga. And I wonder if our listeners like this. You know, it's very rare that we, like usually it's a show and mm-hmm. we create a hang around it. You know, and some people just like coming to the show, they don't really want to talk to anyone, they just want to see the live event. But this is more of a hang. And we rarely have it. We had it for like Signs for Brother Love and maybe like a brunch here and there. So I'm really curious how this is going to be. There's going to be games from Pound Town.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Fastest to put on a condom. We're going to do just different games.
Are you usually working on Friday or are you able to come?
I might be able to come later.
All right. Because I have a feeling you'll randomly be good at cornhole and just sweep.
Oh, there's nothing random about it, Hamda.
Shit, you sound a little more redneck all of a sudden.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing random about it.
Pulls out a banjo.
Shit.
No, I'm okay.
I don't know, man. Did I tell you, Julia, we were just taking pictures and she threw it and she got every single one, not just like sliding in, but just dunk, like just whoosh right in.
In all fairness, it was in this room. And it was a foot away.
Well, did you get it all in?
I got them all in.
No, you did not.
I don't remember.
You didn't. Andrea didn't.
Oh, this is the one time everybody doesn't win.
Keith, when you're involved, you're wrong.
Okay. I'm learning.
Okay.
I'm learning.
Otherwise, you know, all perspectives are taken into account. But when you're involved,
I'm saying.
You're wrong. Okay.
You know, though, when somebody says, oh, I'm okay at cornhole, They're obviously very good at cornhole. I'm okay at it.
And we're giving away a lifetime of VIP membership to the winner.
That's a long time.
Yes. Hopefully. Hopefully. Yeeks. Well, now that you're sitting in that chair, one of us is dispensable.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying. Doesn't have to be Keith, but it's looking like it's Keith.
I'm the captain now. I'm so sorry, Keith. Yeah. You're out.
Take
Please
sleep
pack your
back.
Knives and go.
You hand me a microphone. And that's why your sound cut out.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
You are overmodulated.
Technical term.
You are fading out.
Google it. Okay.
Okay.
Time for a song to end the show. It's Bianca, it's Keith and Hemda, but no more Keith. It's his last show.
Wah-wah.
Keithandthegirl.com.